The rumblings of revolution.
Revolution.
The vibrations of vocal cords. The tingling in our pants.
What?
Ah, you know how we do it, coming at you from I-75 and I-94. Downtown Detroit, Michigan. It's the Olin Ezra Show. To my right, I'm looking at my homie Olin Ezra.
Yo-ho!
Straight across from me, I'm looking at my boy, the big baby, P.
What up, y'all?
To my left, the average Joe.
Yo.
What's up, internet, in the great city of Detroit, Michigan? You're listening to another exciting and thrilling episode of The Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution.
You don't sound so excited.
Nah, I don't know, man. We've got a show today.
Wow, is it a good show?
It's a show. We got a show. We're bringing everybody a show. Yeah. I need to be more excited about
it. You know, if this was TV, people would just change the channel right now.
There we go. It's going to be a great show today. All right. We got the Smokehouse Junkies coming up on the phone in a little bit.
Woo!
You can check us out at MySpace, Twitter, Facebook. Just Google us, please. TheOlinEzraShow.com. And grow a sack.
Google us, bitches.
Grow a sack and call the comment line at 313-254-4260.
Pow!
It's been a hell of a fucking Monday today. Something about today. Dylan's all fucking freaked out. I'm freaked out. I don't know what's going on. It's a stressful day.
I'm all right.
Well, Steve's not here, but there is something in my hand.
Beer of the week.
Miller High Life.
Miller High Life.
I appreciate it. The reason I picked Miller High Life this week is because there's some local clubs in and around Detroit, and I'm not going to mention any names because I don't want to get us blacklisted. But God damn it, $3.50 is too much to pay for beers like Miller Light. Miller High Life, and Bud Light. What are you doing?
You know what? I think Pat should be the new guy in the commercials that goes and takes,
that
the,
takes
Miller
the
High.
Beer?
Right. I could do that. I should have been that guy.
That's what these bars around here need. Why are you going to charge that much for watered-down, domesticated American beer that you just can down it?
See, that's why I just go and drink Long Islands.
Yeah, but those at these purported places are like $7. How are you going to make any money?
No, but see, but the worst part is that it's not even like a good enough quality to actually, you know, to actually justify the price.
Right.
If you double that price, you're getting two beers here, but at a store, you're getting a six-pack.
Right.
See, but the bars I go to, I'm like a regular, and the bartenders all hook me up. And then plus I go on Thursday nights when they have all the drink specials.
Joe, that's because you're a slime bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Joe, you sound so enthused to be here. You're going to chastise me. You guys are going to chastise me.
Well, I'm getting attacked over here.
Nah, I'm sorry.
We call him a slime bag. And
it's what you do.
Fart blossom and all this.
It's what you do, man.
Well,
I'm not hating, dude. I'm just pointing it out. That's all, dude.
Yes, everybody. I'm a fucking male whore.
See? The very, very first part is to always admit that you have a problem.
Yeah, no, well, no, the last stage is acceptance, and I've already accepted it. So I'm well past the whole, you know, denial, self, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
The 12 steps of acceptance.
Yeah, he already skipped it straight to accepting it.
Ah, Joe.
Like, there's nothing he can do about it.
I was born with it.
Joe.
I'm sorry. Don't hate me.
I don't hate, man. I just point it out, dude. It makes me feel better about myself and my miserable condition when I'm able to point out the flaws of others.
Right.
You know, it's all justified in some weird, sick way or another.
You were the one picked on in school, weren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
Why do you think it's the Olin Ezra Show? This is my revenge, goddammit.
Yeah.
Oh, you bastards better be ready.
Yeah, good point. Mule, you know who was ready?
Who?
Those wonderful people that went ahead and gave us excellent review.
Edgypodcastreview.com. It was, we actually got a good review. We got 4 out of 5.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
I listened to it, and they loved me.
Oh, I bet they did.
No, they did.
They loved me. That was awesome.
Who wouldn't love Big Baby P?
Exactly. You know?
I don't know if I love the guy. I mean, he's an alright guy. He's a good guy, but
I'm a great guy, goddammit. I am.
Yeah, you are, dude. You picked up some
Pet is like my hetero life mate.
There you go, Joe.
See. Big Baby P.
There you go.
Blunt Man and Chronic.
Hey, Dylan.
Yes.
Hey, Dylan.
What?
Would you ever consider Big Baby P to be your hetero life mate?
No. Maybe Mr. T, though.
That's fucked up. That, you know, hey, I don't like him.
Does Mr. T have anything to say about that? Can we bring him in
here? He's just sitting over there in the corner, like, staring at his jewels, thinking he's all big and bad. Mr. T!
Shut up, fool!
Mr. T, could Big Baby P ever be your heterosexual life mate?
No.
Why not?
What about me?
Joe, I don't know. Sometimes I pity you. Sometimes you talk too much jibber-jabber.
That's because you're just a bitch.
You know what I see in your future, Joe?
Oh,
pain.
No.
Pain?
Pain.
Good, bring it on.
Mr. T's getting frisky over here. What the hell is going on?
I just like seeing his reaction when he gets, assaulted with, verbal.
Shut up, fool. Let's go get some apples.
Mr. T, man, your days of apple picking is over.
I want to get apples.
Why don't you go bounce at the next club, dude?
Why don't you bounce your face off my fist, fool?
Just, hey, Mr. T, would you ever confiscate Miller High Life at local venues that charge way too much for cheap beer?
No.
Would you cut them with your mohawk?
No.
Would you cut them with your gold jewelry?
Yes.
There we go.
Would you bust out your night off mohawk?
That was just a paycheck to Mr. T. Mr. T don't play video games.
You don't even know what Warcraft is.
So, yeah, Mr. T, do you even know what the graphics of World of Warcraft look like?
Shut up, fool. I don't know about this video game jibber-jabber. I told you, it was just a paycheck.
Do they have mohawks?
No. Mr. T had to pay child support.
Wow. Well, how many Mr. T long-lost lust babies are there?
Mr. T, lawyers told Mr. T not to answer that question. Otherwise, Mr. T going to have to do a lot more stupid commercials.
Okay, moving on.
All right, moving
on. Mr. T, sit back down.
Thank you, Mr. T. Thank you.
Yeah, jibber jabber, jibber jabber.
Sorry.
Why y'all make him come? I hate that motherfucker.
Well, you know, I don't know what to
do. Well, you choose to sit next to him every day.
No, he sits by me.
He just shows up here.
Who the fuck even invites this guy?
He's got nothing left, dude. This is where he comes.
This guy just comes over here and just sits next to me every fucking week. And just talk shit in my ear, talking, just threatening to me.
And coming up next on the Olin Ezra Show, we've got Smoking with the Devil by the Smokehouse Junkies.
It's his night and he brought hell's crops. Jars packed tight with nothing but tops. Hey, Satan. Devil Lucifer, whatever. I see a Brussels tree, but I think my weed is better. You can try to smoke with the best in the Midwest. Your fire don't scare me with this flame in my chest. Breathe it in deep, hold your breath, quit twitching. Roach click, smoke, 666 into submission. Hell gets hot, but our blunts keep blazing. Smell this pie, son, it's fucking amazing. So you better step your game up when you're smoking with a junkie. Still only fiend for weed that be stankin' skunky. Hades terrified, not sure heaven wants me. Reppin' 517 and I'm right where I wanna be. More than meets the eye inside my mind. Now we gotta smoke the devil out one more time.
We smoking with the devil.
Hell, sweet ain't shit.
We smoking with the devil.
Here's ours, take a hit.
We smoking with the devil.
Smoked him out like a bitch.
We smoking with the devil.
He can see the roach click.
We smoking with the devil.
Hell, sweet ain't shit.
We smoking with the devil.
Here's ours, take a hit.
We smoking with the devil.
Smoked him out like a bitch.
We smoking with the devil.
He can see the roach click.
His day is here, so I'm looking for his ass. I ain't seen him in a while, but we go way back. He's the Dark Prince. God's light ain't shit to him, but I know that he's a bitch. Cause back in 99 I pimped him. I used to call him Lucy cause he's such a fucking punk. He almost had a seizure every time he smoked my skunk. But I heard through the grapevine that he'd been growing dro. And he appeared in a cloud of red smoke. I said, I know your weed ain't fucking with mine. He said he calls his tree the cross and he burns it all the time. It's time to get to smoking then, so roll it up, devil. You'll have to smoke a pound to fucking get on my level. I'll let him hit my bong. And his ass passed out. He started shaking like a newborn and foaming at the mouth. His cross weed sucked. My conclusion was this: the devil is a pussy and he can't smoke shit.
We smoking with the devil.
Hell's weed ain't shit.
We smoking with the devil.
Here's ours, take a hit.
We smoking with the devil.
Smoked him out like a bitch.
We smoking with the devil.
He can see the roach click.
We smoking with the devil.
Hell's weed ain't shit.
We smoking with the devil.
Here's ours, take a hit.
We smoking with the devil.
Smoked him out like a bitch.
We smoking with the devil.
He can't see the roach click. Steady growing, blowing, murder fertilized with death. Devil hit our blunt, can't seem to catch his breath. Love the dark, I'm kinda evil, but he's seeming kinda weak. Must be roach, got his tongue, cause he can't even speak.
The devil ain't shit, me and Dub got a KO. We called the bitch an asshole and blew him out like NATO. Stapled a green bud to his pointed tail, cause he came from hell to smoke us out and fucking failed.
What you got, Beelzebub? What you think this is? About to catch a spanking round your ass like one of my kids. So just sit there in the corner, close your red ass eyes, and let the smokehouse junkie show you how to get high.
Satan's getting punished cause he's such a fucking woman. He tried
weed ain't shit.
We smoking with the devil.
Here's ours, take a hit.
We smoking with the devil.
Smoked him out like a bitch.
We smoking with the devil.
He can't see the roach click.
Okay, and we're on the phone with Dub Sick.
Dub Sick.
What's good?
Hey, what's up, man? You're on the Olin Ezra Show. How's it going?
Not a whole lot. We're just over here in the studio putting it down, Smokehouse Junkie style.
Right on, man. Hey, your current album's called Inhale the Violence, man. Where can a couple people get that if they want to check it out for themselves?
Right now, we just did the nationwide release April 7th. It's in Best Buy, Barnes & Noble, Sam Goody, FYE, pretty much anywhere you can cop good music at. Plus, anyway, if you're anywhere in Michigan, around middle of Michigan, Capital City, Lansing and whatnot, you can get it in any of the mom-and-pop shops around here and whatnot.
Oh, wow, you're all over the grid then, huh?
Oh, yeah, we, like I said, with the April 7th release, we went nationwide, so we're pretty much everywhere now.
Right on, man. Yeah, you guys are from the 517 Lansing, right?
Yes, sir, 517 all day, Lansing.
Right on. Hey, I know that you've done a couple of shows with buddies of ours, Purple Hash Productions, you know, and a couple other things with Psychopathic Records, man. You got anything to talk about?
I mean, it's great working with, we've done a lot of work with ABK from Psychopathic. We've done a lot of the, like, W Fuck Off radio show that they got, not the name drop competition or nothing.
No, it's straight, man.
Fuck those guys.
We've done a lot. I mean, we love Ajax is our guy, George from Purple Hash, man. They're great people. We love working with them any chance we get. I mean, really, we just try to work with anybody out here that's putting in work in the underground, just trying to make a name for themselves and trying to do something without just sitting around on their
Say ass. Whatever you want. Say ass, fuck, titties, whatever, man. You're straight. It's cool.
Asshole, ball bag, hard on, piss hard, blue balls, taint, nookie snatch, all of them, brother.
That's what's good, because we say fuck a lot.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, so do we.
Fuck yes.
Pat's like the fuck, man.
Yeah, we actually just did a show with sponsored by you guys in Purple Hash at the Bullfrog a few weeks ago.
Yes, sir, we did. That was good times. You guys, speaking about that, you guys got any other upcoming shows you guys want to talk about?
I mean, we've got a few other artists, because we run Roach Records here locally out of Lansing, and we've got a few other artists, and as far as, like, next Saturday right here in Lansing, we're doing a release party for one of our artists, Pain. He's dropping his new album, The Painaholic. We'll be performing at that. That should be a good time. That's at Max Bar right here in Lansing, all-ages show. Then June 28th, we'll be at the Hayloft in Mount Clemens with ABK and the Native, and I believe the Purple Hash Cats will be out there that night.
Yeah, that's the in-store after-party tour with ABK.
Yes, yeah, the in-store after-party tour. We're at least on the Mount Clemens stop of that. And July 3rd, we're throwing the Roach Records Independence Day party here in Lansing. I believe that'll be at Max Bar again also. And then, I mean, we just keep grinding. We're trying to get on shows that are worth getting on, and if there isn't one out there that'll let us on it, we'll just throw our own, you know what I'm saying?
Right on, man. Hey, how can people holler at you on MySpace? Can you give me that address?
Yes, myspace.com/smokehousejunkies. Smokehouse sound, spelled just like it sounds, and then junkies with a Z.
Right on.
And, there's some tracks from the album on there. I believe one of our tracks that we gave out at our Halloween party last year on there is some pretty good stuff. We'll probably be updating it again soon. We try to keep up on that as good as possible. Doing this ourselves, we're not paid out here with engineers doing shit for us, you know what I'm saying?
Right, we hear that. So you're in the studio right now. So you working on any upcoming stuff for the fans?
Yeah, actually, we just finished up Jackadelic, the other junkie. We just finished up his last solo EP, and now we're actually working on a new album that I can't really name drop or anything because we're only six tracks deep on it.
Oh,
so
right
far.
On, right on. That's good that you guys are keeping motivated. Good to hear that you guys got one coming out and you're working on some more stuff. It's always good to hear.
Oh, yeah. We plan on pretty much as soon as we drop an album, we're already working on the next one. By the time that one's sent in to be mastered, we're already working on the next one. We kind of got a little 10-year plan going. We're going to try to drop an album 1 year and an EP the following year and kind of just keep it going that way until nobody listens to it anymore. Right. We started out doing shows pretty much any time anybody would hand us a microphone, we would perform. And we wound up, I mean, we did house parties in basements for 13 people, and that was. And after the years passed, those 13 people are still front row in our crowds of 300 people now when we do a local show. So it's a beautiful thing. I really like what we're doing, and I feel we're going a positive direction, even though most of our music is negative.
Well, what's up with that, man? What do you mean by negative?
I mean, it's kind of a just a freedom of speech thing. We want to let people know that we can say whatever the fuck we want, no matter who it pisses off or how mad your mom gets that you got our album. I mean, we just want to let people know that we can and will say whatever we feel like saying or doing at that point in time.
Well, right on, man. That's pretty much how we feel. Well, hey, the MySpace is myspace.com/smokehousejunkies. You can check them out pretty much at any local retailer. Dub Sick, man, I appreciate your time and coming on the show for a couple minutes.
All right, so y'all too.
And I'm pointing to the next voicemail message.
That's right, Nate. Nate called. It's unfortunate Steve's not here today because Steve would be the best person to discuss this topic with. So, you know, shout out to Steve who's working hard delivering whatever it is he delivers for wherever it is he works. But anyway, Nate called, and this is what he asked us.
What kind of change is Barack Obama going to bring to us? Like, whether it's good change or bad change. Me, personally, I could use some fucking spare change. But honestly, like, I'm just tired of all this shit that I'm hearing. This is why I don't argue politics, but I heard about this, and I just have to know what you guys think. Thank you for your fucking time.
Okay, I think I'm going to go ahead and handle this one.
You are going to go ahead and handle this one.
But I want to know what you guys think. First up, Joe, what do you think about it?
Listen, okay, Barack Obama, yes, he's an African-American. Yes, he doesn't raise his hand or do anything during the national anthem. Yeah, he's president. What do you fucking do? He's not going to change nothing because he's owned by the owners of this country.
Essentially.
He's just a puppet. That's all he is. He's just there to go, hi, folks, thank you for voting for me. I'm going to do a little bit of change. Really, I'm not going to. I'm just going to fuck you guys in the ass a little bit more. Big red, white, and blue American dick. Thank you. That's my time.
All right, Olin.
Well, it's like this with Barack Obama. When you have corporations like J.P. Morgan, Chase, and
that's the same company.
Olin. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chase, and Goldman Sachs contributing the most to somebody's campaign, you know, he's obviously bought and paid for by those companies. Essentially,
oh, and both so, and all those companies also funded. What was it? Well, McCain. They also funded McCain.
Yeah, they were the top contributors to John McCain.
Yeah, they funded him, both of them.
They only gave him like about half. And that's all you can Google. You can Google all of that. I'd really like to know what Steve thinks about it, but he's not here. Personally, you know, I think Barack Obama is a nice steaming pile of crap. Yeah. Just like the last elected leaders of what? The last 20, 30 years? It's been joke after joke after joke. We're giving our country away. We're giving our rights away. Stop it. I want to be able to buy land one day, and I'm not going to be able to with all these grease balls in their eminent domain taking our land away from us, raising taxes. Why do I have to pay $7 a pack of cigarettes? Is that so the rich get richer and the poor get fucked over and out because I don't make a certain amount of income to be able to sustain my habit, but yet you greasy fucks got me addicted to these cancerous sticks of death anyway? The hell's wrong with you? Frig Barack Obama.
You know what? Nobody's even said anything yet. Have you guys seen gas prices?
Yeah, $3 a freaking gallon.
Hey, guess what? Guess what though? Regular gas is more expensive now than diesel. What happened there? Was it diesel like $5 a gallon? And it wasn't going. Exactly. It's not going down anytime soon.
It's a joke. The entire thing is a joke manufactured to take the money away from the people and give it to a select
few. There isn't even any money anymore.
There isn't.
It's all fucking digits in a computer.
They all have it now. We pay tax after tax after tax after tax after tax after tax on top of tax. It's disgusting, and how dare you people sit around and just idly let it happen. And when somebody like me has the balls to open my goddamn mouth, you go, oh, nothing will ever change. Quit it with a pompous attitude and do something about it.
See, God damn it, Nate. This is why we don't talk about
politics.
That's
why.
Because Olin gets all huffy and puffy. And I swear to God, I just seen his hair recede just a little
bit
more.
It did. All right,
just a
Pat.
Little bit more.
What? All right. What? Barack Obama, what do you got? Big baby P.
If you think what Olin just said was a lot, oh.
Come on, Pat.
You ain't seen shit yet.
Let her rip.
Okay, over the weekend, I was just perusing channels on the TV on the old boob tube, and I happened to come across an old Eddie Murphy movie from the 1990s, late 1990s, called The Distinguished Gentleman. While watching this, basically the whole setup of the movie is that Eddie Murphy is a con man. He's got his group of, you know, con artists that he works with or whatever. And the whole point of this movie is that he has a derivative of the name of a dead congressman. Congressman's name is Jeff Johnson's. In the movie, Eddie Murphy's name is Thomas Jefferson Johnson. So basically, he, you know, go ahead and pull a sham, run off a name recognition, and win. So now Thomas Jefferson Johnson is in Congress. And the whole movie is just, it's really pointing out a bunch of the fucking flaws in the politics. The funny thing that I'm going to point this out first before I move over to the Barack comment. The funny thing about this movie is that they actually depict all of the, you know, fucking corporations and all of the companies and all of the big spenders gathering up at, like, legal functions, mandatory functions to meet the incoming senators, to meet the incoming congressmen. Basically to say, okay, you need money? We got money. This is what we're about. Basically just buying them off the second that they walk through the fucking doors. And this, like I said, this is 100% legal. This is 100% true. This is how this shit goes down day in, day fucking out in our Congress, in our Senate, in our fucking government. So with the big corporations buying off each and every person as soon as they come in the door, and like Olin just said, J.P. Morgan Chase, and who else was it?
Olin? Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs. Pretty much, if you're listening to this show, you owe money to one of these two motherfuckers. Trust me on that.
I owe money to Chase. Shout outs to Chase Bank, by the way.
Exactly.
Great people over there. Great people.
Exactly.
Love doing business with
fuck
them.
Fuck the banking system, because the whole situation is a fuck up the ass. The whole banking system, which will turn around and tell you, oh, you have money here. We'll loan you more money because you have money. Oh, you don't have money. Well, now you owe us money because you don't have money. Money which doesn't matter in the first fucking place. Okay, now back to the Barack Obama situation. Another problem with this Barack Obama situation, which I also noticed in the movie, was the acceptance speech that Eddie Murphy's character gave, you know, as soon as he was elected in the office. I'm sitting there, and it's like 3 in the morning, and I'm dozing off while this fucking movie is playing, and the only thing that woke me up was Eddie Murphy's character talking about change. It's time for a change. You showed that by voting for me. Your vote was changed. Blah, blah, blah. I swear to God, I woke up thinking I was rewatching the fucking Barack Obama acceptance speech. The shit is crazy that this movie came out damn near 10 years ago. And well, 10 plus years ago, at least.
Let me point something out. What, you said the mid-80s, late 80s?
No, it was the 90s.
Oh, 90s. Okay, well, even before that, we've been preaching about change. And look how long it's been since we haven't seen any.
Exactly. But no, see, the thing is it was shocking to me, because it was like in a political landscape, in a movie, in a comedy movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like in a comedy movie from the 90s where the guy is winning, and the whole focal point of his acceptance speech was the whole focal point of the president's acceptance speech.
You know what I'm saying? Absolutely.
Right. It was a bunch of hollow fucking words.
Rhetoric.
Which just arg.
Political fucking propaganda and political rhetoric.
Arg.
What change? There's no Dylan, what the hell is the specific change this man is talking about? I don't have any change.
I haven't seen any.
I don't have any change. Do you have change?
Fucking arg.
I'm poorer now that he's in office than I was when he wasn't.
I'm just gonna say, we're gonna wrap this up, say Nate, fuck Barack Obama.
Fuck
Wait,
Barack
no.
Obama.
No, we're not
Pat's,
done.
All right.
We're not fucking
What
done.
Do you think about him as an upstanding young black gentleman?
Does anybody want to kill his wife yet?
Hold on, wait.
What do you think about this race card that keeps being thrown around?
That was the very next thing. I am not a fan of this. Now, it's fucked up, because America, we were kind of merging. We were kind of, you know, we were kind of holding hands and shit and getting in there and saying, oh, that's cool. Soccer is cool. White man, oh, man, that's cool. You 40 ounces are cool, black guy. You know, it was almost harmony and shit. But now, just this afternoon, before I came here today, I'm fucking watching videos on YouTube of fucking of fucking kids in Palestine, kids in Israel, motherfucking kids from all over the fucking world just spewing just racist fucking just ignorance. Barack Obama, yeah, you know, fuck that nigger. And Barack Obama, yeah, I hear he's a Muslim. He's Islam, blah, 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 this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. And the fucking, the funny fucking part is, it's like, this is Israel, and it's like white guys from America over here saying this shit and spreading this shit. And it's fucked up because it's like, dude, seriously, why does everyone, how can you fucking believe that the guy is a fucking Muslim when one of the biggest fucking quote-unquote scandals, which shouldn't even been a fucking scandal because it didn't make no fucking sense in the goddamn first place, was that his Baptist minister said fuck America in a Christian church.
But, however, that was taken out of context. If you listen to the whole speech, it's a pretty enlightening speech.
Right, but no. My point is that while at the same time that the media was throwing him in there with this Baptist minister because he went to the church that this Baptist Christian minister preached at, the Baptist church, at the very same fucking time, they're trying to make him out to be a fucking Muslim.
Yeah.
How the fuck does that work, and how the fuck can people fall for it?
I don't know, Pat. That's what makes me so mad about the entire situation, is people sit on their couch, and they don't anything about it. They just sit there, and as long
they
as
they listen to what the fuck they're told by people that are on Fox News.
Fox News does not have your best interests in mind. It has corporate interests in mind, and that's why you never get the true news. And that's why there's all this confusion out there in the media, people bickering left and right on CNN and crap. Oh, well, blah, 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 left and right, Democrats, Republicans. It's all a goddamn lie.
It doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't matter.
Do you know how many fucking political parties have come and gone in the years since America has taken shape? Too fucking many to count. Do you know how many political parties have always been in fucking charge? The same fucking two. And you're not doing shit to help us out of it.
No, sir.
So, Pat is done.
What do you guys think about Barack Obama?
I've already said it.
No, I'm asking the people out there listening that have a touch-tone telephone and can dial the comment line at 313-254-4260. 313-254-4260.
I'd call it, but all I have is a rotary phone.
You can also reach the Olin Ezra Show comment line by rotary phone.
Yes.
And the Olin Ezra Show line is brought to us by Skype. So if you have Skype, just look up The Olin Ezra Show will pop up, and you can leave us a message straight from the Skype interface.
And I'll tell you what, fuck that. If you don't call the fucking phone, if you're listening to us, you got the fucking internet. Go to the fucking forums.
Tell us
what's on your fucking mind. Fuck.
You guys are allowed to comment on each and every post. A couple of you do. Farmer John has a sack. Gator's got a sack. Nate has a big sack for wanting to bring that crap up.
Right.
I appreciate Nate, goddammit, for bringing that shit
up. Quote Joe. That's what we're going to say is Joe has a sack for calling up while he was taking a shit.
That was not me.
That's Joe's evil twin.
And, of course, Dylan has a sack for dealing with this ridiculousness on a weekly basis.
Hold on, though. If I had a twin, he would be the good one. You have to understand that.
Damn, yeah.
All right, Joe, so what do you got?
What do I got?
What do you got?
I got a couple things,
Let's
man.
Let's transition
I
here.
I caught, yeah, finally. I caught when I was tired of the political stuff.
Well, quit bringing it up. Let's go.
Shut up. I caught wind of, you guys remember Full House, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, John Stamos is actually thinking of making a movie.
Look, it's crazy. Like, my girl brought it up to me the other day. Like, you notice that since they got caught, you know, with the drugs and shit and Heath Ledger whole thing?
Yeah.
The fucking Olsen twins have been seen nowhere. They've just disappeared.
Dude, hell no, man.
Hillary Duff came in and took that shit over like, gotcha, bitches.
No, the Olsen twins were kind of played out, and they were starting to look like scraggly heroin addicts, you know, to tell you the truth.
One of them is. I know one of them is.
What's wrong with the other one? Is she just an anorexic? Or Jesus. I used to want to bang them, but look at them. They look like Skeletor.
How can you want to make a movie out of like one of the most horrible sitcoms in the 90s?
But see, that's,
how could you want to make a movie of it fucking 20 years later?
Right. Right.
Like, when the show started, it was a fucking baby. Michelle was a fucking baby. Now she's
he's going to have an all new cast though. Like
still.
Like I caught wind of there's only three people that I know that
I can't believe how
he wants
dare you.
What?
I don't know, man. I saw the roast of Bob Saget. I thought it was pretty funny, dude.
Yeah, it was. Bob Saget's a funny guy when he's not censored.
You know? Well, I mean, family
yeah,
matters.
Yeah, he cracked me up on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, right. You know? What happened? Television in the 80s, we were all raised in the 80s. We had Full House. We had the one with Steve Urkel, Family Matters.
Didn't you have, like, Knight Rider?
No, it was early 80s, man. I was a little too young for that to remember Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
I remember now that I when I go back and see episodes now, I remember a show called Airwolf, and man, it was garbage. But at the time, it was cool because the guy had a helicopter.
Dude, the you only TV the show I watched when I was a kid was fucking Captain America.
Wow, that is so fucking gay.
Dylan, what's your favorite television show from the 80s?
Fraggle Rock. Oh, that may have been the 90s, though.
Down to Fraggle Rock.
That was the shit.
Oh, man.
But you know what was the shit? And I swear to God that they could, like, remake this show, like, episode by episode, Quantum Leap. Just because that show was the shit.
Okay. That show, like, lasted years. Whatever happened to Dallas?
I have no idea.
Did any of you guys ever watch that steamy pile of garbage that was Dallas?
No.
I'm not a huge fan of watching TV. It's not really.
I
can't stand it. It's sitting there rotting your brain.
Yeah, pretty much. And now they're totally out of ideas of Stamos, of all people. Stamos.
Yeah.
You know, John Stamos, grow a sack and call the comment line, because I personally think you're a greasy piece of shit that fucks hot broads and steals their money.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's essentially what you are, Stamos. So call a comment line at 313-254-4260, and until you say otherwise, Stamos, you're a piece
John
of shit.
John Stamos has the career that Scott Baio was supposed to have.
What an
excellent
compliment.
They remind me of each other, and I don't... It's like Scott Baio just fucking disappeared.
Whatever happened
but
to Scott
Stamos
Baio?
Just
I remember
keeps
that
sticking
guy.
Around and sticking around.
I don't even know.
It's because chicks want to bang John Stamos for some...
Yeah, but remember how much they loved fucking Scott Baio in the '80s.
Yeah,
he was Charles. I think he fucked Amanda Eggert, the chick off the show, the blonde, the hot one off the show.
Eggert,
whatever the fuck her name is.
You gotta put out with a name like that.
I'd hurt her egg for sure. I'd hurt her.
Yeah, she went from doing the fucking Charles in Charge show to like Skinamax movies.
Wow. Man, you guys know all about these shows. Man, I don't know.
Dude, that's
TV.
All I used to do in the 80s was watch TV because,
exactly.
Like, we didn't have it. My parents wouldn't let me have a TV, so anytime I left the house, I was on a search for a TV so that I could just see what I was missing.
Dude,
and it obviously wasn't
nothing.
Much.
Dude, you remember that show with the teenage girl whose mom was human, but her dad was like an alien and like
yes.
a cube, a triangle
yes.
or some shit?
Yes.
What was the name of that show?
I don't know, but she was able to manipulate
time. She could pause time and shit.
Yeah, what the hell was the name
of
that show?
She was
kind of
hot to me.
Yeah, I would have banged her back then, back in the day, like 1989.
Even though I couldn't, like, get an erection. I was like fucking four.
Nah, I was exposed at a very young age to my dad's collection, if you will.
Yeah.
I think everyone was.
I was about three or four, and then since that point, it worked, and I never knew what to do with it.
The premiere Holy Shit package, huh?
Pretty much. Pretty much. See... It's bad when you're so little you think cum is breast milk and you can't quite put the two together.
Yeah.
You wanted to drink some, didn't you?
I didn't know what I saw.
You
I couldn't
to
figure
drink
it out.
Some, didn't you?
No.
It's fucking disgusting.
No.
Did he make you close your eyes?
That explains a lot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think that explains a lot.
This has to be the raunchiest show that we've ever had, so shout out to edgypodcastreviews.com for having the balls to
this
review
us. This is the raunchiest?
I don't know.
Do you remember cake farts?
Yeah,
dude, that was awful. That was so bad.
Dude,
so
cake farts was epic, man. That was one of the most epic adventures on the Ola and Ezra show. Do you remember cake farts, Pat?
Unfortunately.
Oh, cake farts.
I remember your reaction was, I just saw a fart happen.
I saw the chocolate bubble.
So what else besides this John Stamos movie?
Yeah, what else, Joe? John Stamos is a joke. I'd love to have a quarter.
Oh, hold on.
Of
I wanted to say the stars that he had. Yeah. One, Steve Carell, James Franco, and Tracy Morgan on the show.
Wait, Tracy Morgan?
Yeah,
there were no black guys on fucking.
So what's Tracy Morgan? Is he like
the next door neighbor? I didn't feel like writing down the roles because it's John Stamos.
Tracy
Full
Morgan
House.
Is playing Stephanie.
I just took the three big names that I've seen and wrote them down. I heard in Toronto, the economy has gotten so bad in Toronto that the hookers are lowering their prices. You can now get a blowjob for $20 and a night of good booty. Well, I don't know how good it really is, but a booty for $80. So $100, you can go out and have yourself a good time in Toronto. And that's not including the exchange rate. So, American, you can take the bitch out the Denny's afterwards.
It's kind of overkill.
So how much would it cost us to get to Toronto, though?
Toronto?
You guys go ahead.
It's about 5 hours. I'd say 5 hours.
Come on, Pat. Now, I know that you're a man, a refined gentleman that loves not prostitutes per se, but, quote, escorts.
I'm going, dude. What, I don't care.
With your girlfriend listening in the adjacent room, what do you have to say about prostitution and how much you enjoy it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Leave him alone.
All right, Pat.
I've never actually paid for it.
The most I love you, buddy.
Is a dance.
You've thought
anything
about it,
else that happened? I mean, every guy's thought about it. Come on, seriously. I have a penis, Joe. Every guy has thought about it.
I've never thought about paying for sex.
Shut up, Joe.
I don't need to.
You don't need to. It's all on instinct at this point, right?
Check out our affiliates, DetroitRap.com, covering the entire Detroit underground hip-hop scene.
The entire underground hip hop scene?
Yes, sir.
Like the whole thing?
They're everywhere. There's a lot of flyers.
That's a lot to cover too. Michigan woman had a brain aneurysm while she was on the altar at her wedding.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. Where was this?
I have no idea. It doesn't specify.
Joe, hold on. You are the best
Michigan woman.
You are the best reporter I've ever seen because you have all of the facts.
I just give you what you need to know.
He's just
okay?
got like one cue card with like four fucking stories on it.
All right, Joe, continue, please.
Lady died, Michigan.
Yes. Well, dude, they lucky. You got to think how lucky that guy is. You know.
He's getting off.
Yeah, that son of a bitch. Well, you got to think about all the guys that actually have women that don't have brain aneurysms during the wedding.
Here's a conspiracy. What if he poisoned her?
See, there you go. See, I've always thought about it, bitch. Your fiance dies right there as you get married. Like, oh, heartbroken and all that until you open up the gift bag and see all these cards with money in it. And you're just like, hey, yeah. Hey, and you get a toaster oven.
Look, man. Now, see, the important thing is, now, was this after or before the vows?
I have no idea. It didn't specify. It didn't specify in the story.
Because if I was a smart man, I'd find myself a really wealthy woman. Somehow influence her to marry me, and then while she was walking up the altar, I'd make sure she was poisoned. After she said, I do, I now pronounce you man and wife, bam, dead, give me the money.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
What do you think, Dylan? Would you want your fiance to pass away right there at the altar?
I would never agree to be married in the first place.
See, there you go. He's a real man.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I don't know, man. I just think it's a good way to make a quick buck as long as you got some cyanide or something.
Yeah, true.
Maybe. Pat, would you ever poison your fiance?
No.
All right.
No.
You got to make sure she's not buried with a ring, though.
Yeah, that's you got to take that bitch.
You
got to
take that ring back. Wow. You got to make sure you got the receipt, the warranty, and everything. Right.
I've only bought 2 pieces of jewelry for women, but I still have the receipts to those bastards.
They don't get your receipt out of the quarter machine only.
Shut up, Pat. I went to K. How dare you?
He did not
Kmart.
Look, let me tell you
right
something.
Right at the entrance.
Let me tell you
piercing
something.
Piercing pagoda.
When behind the first double doors, where you slide in the quarter and twist the turnstile.
How dare you? Recently, yes. Back in the day, no. But, you know.
Shit came down in a plastic egg, Olin. I was there.
You were so drunk, you needed help opening it.
It was real gold plating. How
plastic egg is not a receipt.
Check out our affiliates, The Zone, at TourOfferFM.com or on 89.3 WHFR Saturday nights from 8 to midnight.
We got the fucking attention span of retarded goldfish here.
And so do our listeners.
Only people with ADD listen to our show.
Right. That's why people listen to us, because they can't figure out what's going on. We can't figure out what's going on. It's just a mess. People are driving around.
All right, I want to talk about the best for last. Save the best for last.
What's the best for last?
You're talking all this shit. Oh, well, the Wings just lost 2 in Pittsburgh. And
because it's a conspiracy.
Red Wings, Saturday night. Destroyed Pittsburgh Penguins 5-0.
Conspiracy.
What was that?
5-0.
Hey, my buddy Phil called me.
They destroyed the Pittsburgh Penguins 5-0. Hold on, everybody. What does Crosby do? And you can see
that, Pittsburgh?
You can see what a difference maker it has having Datsyuk back out on the ice, controlling Malkin. You got Zetterberg on Crosby. There's really nothing they can do when Pittsburgh first line is working their ass off, when we got 3 stars on the ice covering them, and then our third line comes in and just starts whooping ass and scoring goals.
So what happened to games 3 and 4?
3 and 4 were in Pittsburgh, man. There's really not home ice advantage, you know, the fans, playoffs, Stanley Cup, dude. You know what I mean? Plus, okay, I'll give you this. Politics and fucking, oh, they just wanted to go to Game 7.
They so wanted, Mike Ilitch, listen to my conspiracy, okay, Joe. They wanted to go to Game 7 so that Mike Ilitch can make a ton of money off of the wings and Little Caesar's pizza. Yeah, Pat, is that unacceptable? Is that an unacceptable theory?
But you got to understand, Mike Ilitch wants the wings to win just as bad as the fans do.
Because he gets paid.
But why would he want a chance going to a Game 7 when a Game 7 anything goes? Anything can happen in a Game 7.
Because he's still selling pizzas at Game 7, making millions of dollars a game.
But if he loses the Game 7, he doesn't get to throw the fucking million-dollar parade that we're going
to
have.
Where he gets to sell more Little Caesars pizza.
But if we don't win the cup.
Dylan, what do you think about Mike Ilitch selling Little Caesars pizza, and that's why the Red Wings series
You're destroying my fucking Red Wings topic with Little Caesars pizza, dude.
Dude, Dylan, do you agree?
I don't care.
All right, Joe, continue.
I just wanted to get through this, you know. Wings destroyed, 5-0. You got Cleary. Cleary scored the first goal, first period. A lot of scoring in the second period. You had Filppula, Cronwall. Rafalski scored, Zetterberg. The last three goals were power play goals. Very nice.
So essentially the Wings opened up Pittsburgh's asshole and stuck a, you know,
big
freshly sharpened
stick,
skate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right up there.
I got some sad news, but before I move on to it, I do want to piggyback off what Joe just left us with, the Wings. Basically, the channel that carries the NHL playoffs.
NBC.
NBC. Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but...
The National
Nothing
Broadcasting
Caucasians.
The National Broadcasting Corporation, located at Rockefeller Center in New York. Yep. All right, Pat, continue.
Well, we know that they kind of fucked over the league at the start of the finals
because they had two back-to-back games that hasn't happened since 1946.
Yeah, that was some bullshit, because the whole reason was that they didn't want to, you know, interfere with Sweeps Week or whatever the fuck.
No, it was because Conan O'Brien was being moved to the new time slot on NBC, and they didn't want to interfere with Monday night being the new hockey night, so that's what they did, and plus it was a big ratings booster having back-to-back Stanley Cup Finals games in a weekend.
Yeah.
It's fuck all them for fucking... That.
And then you got to watch Conan eat Mr. T's apple.
Fuck
excellent.
Them for that. Fuck them for that.
You know what?
I don't
understand Conan. He doesn't really say anything funny. He's just quirky.
Conan's Conan, man. He's got his following.
Well, yeah. I mean, I appreciate his style of comedy, but he does. It's like comedy is silent.
It's talk show it's comedy. Like, it's the late night show, man. It's like that's what they do. It's garbage. I don't watch them.
Hi, I'm Conan.
That's pretty much it.
Welcome to the show.
See, at least David Letterman's got Paul Schaefer.
Well, David Letterman also goes,
Paul Schaefer's such a fucking flirt.
I know, dude. I love watching it. Like, I'll like flip the channel and like see Paul Schaefer, and I'll just be like, dude, why are you still there?
Right.
Why are you still on this planet?
I'm surprised Letterman's still around.
Letterman will be around forever, dude. That guy's got the...
He will not
he's got,
let go.
He's got the immortality potion.
Like I said, recently I heard that they're trying to do somewhat of the same thing again. This time, I'm kind of pissed at them because they're not allowing the NHL to air Game 6 through the huge screen that they have where, you know, you buy a ticket, you go down to the Joe, and while the game isn't being played there, you're surrounded by other fans, you get the full, you know, you get the full 90% experience of going to the
game.
Right, yeah. All right, like, okay, maybe 80%.
Buy some $8 beers, eat some $7 nachos, and you're going to have a good night.
Right, you know, surrounded by other drunk motherfuckers.
Paying $7 a beer and forking over $6 for nachos.
I don't mind.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Pat. Continue.
This is where you go, like, okay, go to Joe Louis Arena. Okay, buy a fucking slice of pizza for $5. But you can go right down the street to a Little Caesars and buy a whole pizza for $5. Doesn't make any sense to me. I got the $5 pizza, but I'm going to sell you a slice.
Well, one time, Dylan and myself were at a Tigers game.
Because I'm a Jew.
And we saw a hot and ready. So me and Dylan were like, all right, a hot and ready.
What
Let's just
name?
Get that. And fucking, we get there and we're like, all right.
And that's how Sarah became a part of the show.
That's right. No. But it was like, Dylan, how much was that hot and ready? Like $13, $14?
I think it was like 13 something.
That's horrible.
For a $5 pizza? When there's a Little Caesars across the street from Comerica Park?
I don't even think it was full size either.
No, it was small. Yeah, dude, we were still hungry and unsatisfied after the pizza.
Oh, I'd have been pissed.
We were.
I would have been like, where's Mike right now? Give me Mike in here.
That greasy bastard is making money, flipping pizza, and screwing with the finals.
Fucking asshole.
See, now you're on my side. All right, Pat.
Apparently Kung Fu doesn't help for shit because they finally did it.
What happened?
They finally killed Bill.
Uh-oh, he's dead?
Well, that's the end of
David
that.
David Carradine died at the age of 72.
Damn, that motherfucker was 72?
70 fucking two.
No, I'd like... Why was he found with a noose around his, you know, genital region?
It was around his neck, wasn't it?
It was around his neck and his genital region.
And weren't his hands tied up, too?
Yeah, he was hanging, kind of slumped over in a closet.
I have a question.
Now, this is in the movie or real life?
This is real life.
No, this is real fucking life.
He's dead. This motherfucker died.
I just wanted to
Bill
clarify.
Is dead.
I just wanted to clarify.
Now, this is a question that I have. What kind of a 73, you said?
72.
72. What kind of a 72-year-old man is engaging in autoerotic asphyxia?
A dude that knows a lot of kung fu. A dude.
I just want to meet the fucking bitch that fucking hightailed it out of there with his cash.
Exactly.
She was a fucking smart bitch. Have her call the comment line at 313-254-4260.
Exactly.
Let's get her story.
What's this guy's name?
Bill Carradine. He's the guy that played
David. Carradine.
David Carradine, whatever.
David, yeah. Kill Bill. Carradine from Kill Bill. Yeah, I'm sorry that you died, buddy, but you know what? You went out like a jackass, and you, sir, are the official Olin Ezra Show Asshat of the Week.
It's the Asshat, the Asshat, the Olin Ezra Asshat of the Week.
Asshat.
And you know what I have to say? I have to say that he earned it. He did.
All right, Pat, go ahead. Continue, please.
All right, well, basically they found his body last week in the Bangkok's Park Nye Lurk Hotel.
Wait.
He was in Bangkok.
He died in Bangkok?
He died in Bangkok.
This also happened in Bangkok.
It just made it so much better.
Oh, yeah.
They should call it noose cock. Jesus Christ.
Look, seriously, they're not, like, they're doing the whole, you know, fucking autopsy and all that, because they're not sure if he died of suffocation, heart failure, or suicide.
It was, I think the final review that I heard, it was suffocation. They're just gonna put it down.
Right, as a part of that whole autoerotic asphyxiation thing.
That is the smartest Bangkokian prostitute in the world.
What a Bangkok hole.
You know what? I've seen the picture. There's a picture online, like...
Yeah, he's wearing, like, fucking fishnets.
Yeah.
It's fucking sick.
It's hilarious, though, but...
72-year-old man found dead in Bangkok wearing fishnets with a noose around his balls.
It's like, imagine that's your fucking grandpa.
That's why he's the asshat of the week. You can't go out any lower. You can't, I mean, you can't go out any lower than that.
No, I don't think so.
Plane crash, okay. You died a fiery death, and you know what? You're a good person for dying in that manner. But, sir, you got caught with your cock out, straight up.
No, I don't think his cock was out. I think this bitch had the decency to zipper him up.
No. I think he was naked in the fucking fishnets.
Really? I didn't pay attention to that.
Dylan, when it's your time to go... on this wonderful planet we call Earth, are you going to be found dead with a noose around your penis wearing fishnets?
No.
I
will die in a ball of cables.
You probably will.
Suffocation as well, though. Yeah. I will have that in common with
it. It'll probably be chalked up as autoerotic asphyxiation.
The mic cable sticking out of his ass was a sure sign of that.
Right.
I just hope I die and then shit my pants.
Well, wow. If you get shot, that's what I hear happens. You just kind of lose control of your bowels and, you know.
Whatever,
just,
dude. I just hope I shit my pants and have somebody to clean.
You know
somebody's
what?
Going to clean up a mess.
If somebody's going to kill me, I hope I do shit myself. So, yeah, you're right. That way they just have that extra pleasure mess to clean up. And you know what? I hope there's corn and peanuts in it, just for that added texture.
I don't hope there's corn and peanuts, because that means the shit's solid. I hope it's messy and it smears everywhere. And
diarrhea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Running down my leg.
Well, I can't think of a more appropriate way to end the show than by Joe in that statement. Pat, you got anything else, buddy?
I just wanted to add on that apparently David Carradine's his ex-wife, Marina Anderson. This is one of those things where it's like, damn, do you really have to bring this up after the guy's dead in such an embarrassing way? Yes, she did. She said he had a history of deviant sexual behavior, which was potentially deadly. It's kind of fucked up.
So you think she just took him out? She's like, you know what, motherfucker, I'm going to embarrass you, and I'm going to take you out.
I mean, I don't think that it was planned, but damn.
What a bummer. What a way to get caught being dead.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you explain that? You know, when you finally, when you make that transcendence to the next level, how do you just explain? How can you sit there and watch that?
Like, I think you're not supposed to explain it. You're supposed to take it all in.
Whew. Fuck.
Wow. What an excellent way to end the show. But hey, anyway, for Big Baby P.
My penis.
The average Joe.
How you doing, folks?
And Dylan over there running the sound.
Well, we're doing this again?
Yeah, back to the old school. My name's Olin Ezra, a.k.a. Herpes.
And we're going to take you out to New Rap Era by Waste Management. Check out more Midwest Hip Hop at 2rawforfm.com.
Take that shit out, Herpes.
Only on Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
New Rap Era. New rap era, style that you can't match
hip-hop,
ever,
hip-hop,
ever.
Hip-hop.
New rap era.
Come on, come on.
New rap era.
Yeah, yeah.
New rap era, style that you can't match ever, ever.
Look,
new rap era.
Cut the ribbon, it's the grand opening of rap.
Yeah.
Brand new era, like the logo on my cap. Walk up to a mic and expose them in a snap. Cause when I get on my path, they gon' fold up like a map.
Come on.
Follow how I spit it, analyze and despise. Hold on just a minute, be advised, greedy eyes. Get watched closer than people on the subway. Cause I get it started like midnight on a Sunday. This year's triumph, victory and glory. A funeral for whack and a rap ceremony. And I ain't got a Sunday best, but I wear a black vest while the all bears lay you to rest, maggots infest. Meanwhile the horns blow on, I flow on with rhymes better than Mo Vaughn. Rock the same bars, you get booed at every night. And we can't even drink there, I know it's not right. Come on B, let's usher in a
new rap era.
It's time for a grind for a
new rap era.
That style that you can't match ever, ever, ever. Cause it's a new rap era. Come on B, let's usher in a
new rap era.
It's time for a grind for a
new rap.
That style that you can't match ever, ever, ever. Cause it's a new rap era. The clouds ain't clearing, they just coming out. Cause the darkness and rain's what this era's all about. It's a rapper who writes stories in hot spits, and a DJ who spins records and not discs. Really, we drop hits, continually rock riffs. You silly pop kids, say hi to the locksmiths. We're locking down the fort, but it ain't just rap. It's the way that we act and the bass we attract. Focus on the music, forget about the dancing. Spit it hard, I run bars like Ted Danson. Ha, the game's falling. You say that it's evolving, I'm slipping off the mainstream and y'all are just conforming. Pouring, kick the door in when I'm performing and bring the honor. That fuck that type of sauna. I think you're scared of change, we got nothing to fear. March over y'all like the third month of the year. It's clear, we about to usher in a
new rap era.
It's time for a climb for a
new rap era.
That style that you can't match ever, ever, ever. Cause it's a new rap era. Come on P, let's usher in a
new rap era.
It's time for a climb for a
new rap era.
That style that you can't match ever, ever, ever. Cause it's a new rap era. The sun's getting dimmer and the moon's looking brighter.
Yeah.
The game's getting grimmer, but my rhymes now are tighter. We're battling the industry. Grab a mic and set it free. Try to make the future look a little more like history. We are hip hop. What it was is and will be. Nikes and t-shirts, punches and L beats. No gimmicks, flow vivid from two speakers. Wild beasts roaming apps in a zookeepers. Rhythm heavy, we're deeper and we're ready. And now we're trying to fill up on cream like Little Debbie. I feel like a champ, so release the confetti. Cause we ain't even 20 and we're vets already.
Yeah.
Far from a rookie, even before the nookie. I was flowing up in sixth grade when I was playing hooky. I still cause terror, and it's a new era of men among bitches, caked in mascara. Come on, P, let's usher in a
new rap era.
It's time for a grind for a
new rap era.
That style that you can't match ever, ever, ever. Cause it's a new rap era. Come on, P, let's usher in a
new rap era.
It's time for a grind for a
new rap era.
That style that you can't match ever, ever, ever. Cause it's a new rap era.